This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America tonight. And we are watching Dorian. That's definitely what we're doing down here in Florida. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And I'm going to add to that mix all the linemen from all the power companies that are staged now around Florida and outside Florida, getting ready to tackle the massive power outages that are going to happen here when Hurricane Dorian either comes ashore or skirts the east coast of Florida, because a lot of power is going to get knocked out. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now for hour number two of the weekend edition, we have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America,
and
to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty
and justice
for all. And we emphasize the two words under God simply because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Ron, we have a little storm out there called Dorian. It's not made up its mind exactly what it's going to do, but this is what we're going through, and this was just, I don't know, about 3 hours ago, or there, well, 4 hours ago now, this is what it sounded like on the radio.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. In the latest update on the advancing Hurricane Dorian, National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Dorian, which increased to a Category 4 storm, is expected to start battering the northwestern Bahamas on Saturday.
Hurricane warnings out for portions of the North Bahamas with a major hurricane here, so a lot of wind, a lot of rain, and it could be some structural damage there as well. So a very devastating hurricane.
It's still uncertain where Dorian will strike the U.S. mainland. Captain Matt Bruce, a talk show host with Salem Radio's WGUL AM in Tampa, says that the rain projections are daunting.
We're hearing projections of rain in the state of Florida of anywhere from 10 to 15 inches, and some areas will get 20 inches of rain. There's nowhere in the state of Florida that can take 10 inches of rain over 10 or 12 hours, let alone 20 inches of rain.
Dorian's now listed as a Category 4 hurricane with winds of 125 miles an hour.
Now, that was before the 11 p.m. advisory, Ron, and then at 11 p.m. we found out that the storm has intensified some more, and the winds are currently up to 140 miles an hour with a few higher gusts.
Well, our prayers go out for the people of Florida and where else this storm may track.
Bahamas.
And we do pray that the millibars will rise so that the power of that storm and the intensity will decrease. And so that's all we can do right now, praying that everyone takes the advice to where they need to leave. If they're told to get out now and avoid a greater disaster.
And, you know, the prolonged period of life-threatening storm surge on the east coast of the United States and devastating hurricane force winds are likely in portions of not only the northwestern Bahamas, where a hurricane warning is right now in effect,
But also residents should execute their hurricane plan and listen to the advice by their local authorities. And that includes telling somebody, if you leave your home, that you've left and where you're going. Because as a first responder, I can tell you what used to really drive us batty was you pull up to a house and it was in a pile or damaged, and you had to go in, you had to search it, you had to look for people. And if you didn't find anybody and you couldn't find them, then you had to list them as missing, and that just drives authorities nuts. They got better things to do than to worry about you when you should have told somebody where you were going.
Absolutely, absolutely. So people, just be wise, and if you got to go, you got to go. You can get another house, but you cannot get another life. And also, something that I saw in a couple of other hurricanes in the past where some people actually leave their pets tied up at the home.
That's
and,
nuts.
You know, take your pets with take your pets with you or something, and don't just leave them there as well. That's another situation where rescuers go in and they try to rescue these pets as well. So everyone just take care and do the right thing.
Now, Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, has got a little bit of a problem with telling the truth. He stretched the story pretty wildly about his trips to Afghanistan and the awards that he was a part of and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff. But he said something about the new prime minister of England, Boris Johnson, and here's the way this went.
I know every one of these leaders, except I don't know the new prime minister of England. He looks like Donald Trump.
Okay. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. He's gone off the rails, I think. But he is the gift that keeps on giving, and I think you'll understand why. But I hope that he's the nominee, and I hope that he's the one that has to go up against Donald Trump. So that could be quite entertaining, I think easy for Trump to defeat.
Well, what happens if it's Elizabeth Warren?
Well, Elizabeth Warren at least has her thoughts in order, and I think she's very methodical in her thought processes. Her ideas are horrendous, as Biden's and all the Democrats, but she is at least she's very, very thorough in her approach, and I think she would give Donald Trump a hard time.
All righty, and Ron Edwards is with us. We got to take a little break here, and the computer cut him off, and I got to go too because it's going to cut me off.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. We are back, and it's time for an Edwards Notebook. So here we go.
Have the leftists changed their minds concerning religious instruction in government schools? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, if and when the mere mention of the Ten Commandments or Jesus Christ occurs in government schools, the bigoted leftists go to Nutsville and proclaim it's unconstitutional. However, recently the Freedom of Information Act request has uncovered evidence of a well-orchestrated Islamic campaign aimed at educators in Michigan and several other states. According to a recent report from the Thomas More Law Center, Michigan's Novi Community Schools District conducted a two-day mandatory seminar for teachers presented by a taxpayer-paid Muslim consultant. The teachers were subjected to 2 days of Islamic propaganda, where Islam was glorified, Christianity disparaged, and the USA bashed relentlessly. It was all funded by Novi, Michigan taxpayers, according to Thomas More President and Chief Counsel Richard Thompson. The pro-Islam, anti-Christian seminar was conducted by Dearbornistan, Michigan resident Huda Essa for $5,000 taxpayer dollars. America, the time for believers in Christ and participants in the Jewish faith to fully exercise our unalienable right of free expression is now or never. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out my new website, theronedwards.talkspot.com.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbert. They happen to be the father and son team up there in Seattle, Washington. They listen to us on Megatalk Radio, AM 920 and 1400, KITZ Radio up in Bremerton, Hello Navy up in Seattle and Tacoma. Now, if you're suffering, as I do, from arthritis pain, back pain,
pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, muscle aches, any kind of pain at all, let me suggest to you the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, I did that just a little bit more than 3 years ago, and it worked for me. You follow the instructions. You take the all-natural capsules the way it tells you to do it. You take 3 packets a day to start, then you cut it down to 2, and then you see how you feel. Now, it worked for me. Hopefully, it'll work for you. And I mean it worked for me, because I am a customer of Relief Factor, and I do use them. So, go to relieffactor.com/captain to find out more. That's relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little video you can see there. You can also order your product there. That's the $19.95 3-Week Quick Start program at relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is back here with us, and good morning again.
Good morning again.
Now, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, the gifts to keep on giving, obviously comments made about illegals that are really off the wall. She said that there are some illegals that are more American than Americans. I believe you are aware of that, right?
Yeah, I'm aware of that, and many other comments similar to that, and made not only by her but other Democrats, if not saying things, their actions indicate that they do hold illegals in higher regard than Americans. You've heard the account of the court, I think it's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, or the Second Court, one of them anyway, ruled that the gentleman that shot the lady in San Francisco,
Kate Steinle, that was the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah, the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah, but he was an illegal alien, never should have had a gun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, this is a reflection of the Democrats' a higher regard for illegals than you know, that alone should disqualify her for presidency in the minds of the voters, that is. I mean, she has the right to run, but enough.
Here's what Joe Scarborough had to say about all of this, because he's thanking Donald Trump for building 60 miles of Barack Obama's wall.
And Shepard Trust, of course. Shepard Smith of Fox News, proving again that with facts like those, Donald Trump has to deal with the fact that at least some at Fox News aren't working for him anymore, and Shep really never has. But, boy, we've come a long way from build that wall, and I promise you we're going to build that wall, believe me, Mexico's going to pay for it, believe me, to, as Shep said, no new wall has been built. None. In fact, the only thing that Donald Trump has done is he's rebuilt 60 miles of Barack Obama's wall, which really is not going to be that catchy of a chant in 2020. Rebuild Obama's wall, rebuild Obama's wall. But that's what he's doing. He's got 60 miles of it, but of course, if you ask why that is, of course, I just need to underline this fact for some people who don't have the Google machine.
All right, do the math. You got a pencil?
You can.
210 plus, and then I'll tell you what you're doing. 210 plus, ready?
Go ahead.
75 plus 60 plus 20 plus another 60. What have you got?
400.
That's how many miles of wall has been built by this president since he started talking about building the wall. Now, what this talks about is not just building a new wall, but taking the wall that was damaged in some areas and rebuilding it, okay?
Yeah.
But it's still building the wall. 400 miles. 400 miles. And you just heard Scarborough say zero. Shep Smith said zero. Not true.
Well, you know what? Even Fox, they were reporting, I saw during the week, about 60 or 70 miles of new wall has been built and that Trump is working on. And they did show that he was building more walls now in other areas. But even they said it's only about 60 or 70 new walls that he miles of new walls that he has built. So you're right. You know, the media has they've got it in for this president.
Well, the most recent area of 60 miles that they built was of all places in New Mexico, where you had an area that was divided by a single strand of barbed wire.
Yeah, and people could just hop over it or just bow down and crawl under.
Right.
And, there are other areas like that, similar to that, where you could, there's something like those Jersey barriers that are, you know, just easily, you could just walk over. And, which is an insult to any nation, to our border and protection and everything like that. It just amazes me how this president puts up with it every single day. It's just relentless lies. And or exaggerations on issues, whether it's the wall or whatever. It's just ridiculous.
Now, I want you to listen to James Clapper, because James Clapper said something that just is mind-boggling. But then again, Clapper was
another
never...
liar.
Yeah, yeah, listen to this.
So you're aware the U.S. considering blocking this $250 million in military assistance. This is key aid to Ukraine, which is fighting, in effect, on two fronts, eastern Ukraine, as well as the annexation of Crimea by Russia. Would blocking this aid be a gift to Russia?
Oh, absolutely. It would be. But I have to say, Jim, it's not unreasonable to for this administration or any administration to review the efficacy of assistance provided to foreign governments. But I think it's particularly sensitive with Ukraine for obvious reasons for this administration. In light of, the president's deference to Russia and Putin.
Now, whose watch was it under that the Ukraine was...
Ali Obama.
Yeah, and that was Crimea, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and these guys are now trying to nitpick and pick find fault with Donald Trump, who has threatened to withhold $250 million worth of aid until the people in the Ukraine tell them the relationship that Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son had with the government.
Absolutely. In fact, it wasn't a very nice one, wasn't it? Uncle Joe that threatened the Ukraine government that if you don't give my son that position there, that I'm going to basically ruin your economy, and I'm being nice.
By the way, the amount of money that he threatened to withhold when he did that was $250 million. Sound familiar?
Yeah, absolutely.
Makes you wonder who's $250 million they're talking about here.
Yes, indeed. It's going to be very interesting. Stay tuned to that one.
Yeah, and of course, the son, who wound up doing some consulting work for the Ukrainian government, was never present when it was done. He was just merely given the money.
Yeah, I mean, what a way to go, man. And this is Uncle Joe, so people watch out. Beware what you get if that's what you want in office. So, man, unbelievable.
Well, the time has come to an end. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Stay low, and I'm going to try to stay high and dry.
Absolutely. Our prayers go out to you guys in Florida.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we will be right back with more as we meander across the weekend airwaves here in the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian became a potentially devastating Category 4 storm as it continues to turn in the Atlantic Ocean toward Florida, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm's maximum sustained winds increased to over 130 miles an hour, pushing it to Category 4 status. President Donald Trump said he would discuss possible evacuations in a scheduled meeting with FEMA.
We don't know about evacuation. We're leaving it up locally right now. We're going to see where it's coming in. Sunday at 12:30, we have a meeting at FEMA headquarters. That will be about the time that we'll know where everything's going. A lot of decisions will be made. That'll be a little bit less than a day before it hits, so we'll see what happens.
Dorian could be the first Category 4 or higher hurricane to make landfall on Florida's East Coast since 1992, when Hurricane Andrew was blamed for 44 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment on the Captain's America Weekend Edition Third Watch. And I will tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy, with two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. And here's more.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen. What's up, guys and gals? I got an idea for you to jumpstart your career, your paycheck, too, and maybe even give you a new career if you're looking for one. Now, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, got no chance for the future, a pay raise, a promotion, or if you're just getting out of the military and you've got skills and you don't know where or how to use them, let me suggest to you that you check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston.
The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And I mean exactly what I'm saying. How would you like to start out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year and go from there? You can, as a certified aviation maintenance tech. And National Aviation Academy will make that happen. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Tell them you want to take the tour. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And tell them you want to take the tour. You can also tell them the captain sent you. All of that will get you started on your way to a brand new career that can only, oh gosh, I don't know, make you a lot of money. Okay. Now, President Trump is talking about withdrawing about 5,000 troops from Afghanistan. But he would still keep 8,600 there for the unforeseeable future, pending the outcome of a U.S. peace talks negotiations with the Taliban, which appear now to be concluding. Now, is that the final say-so in the matter? No. But that is what's being discussed. And we'll go from there and see what happens. Now, in an effort to quell a rolling uproar over its new immigration policy, U.S. citizenship and immigration officials said that about 24 military families will be affected compared to the several hundred that were being talked about to begin with. Now, Spacecom is now a go. The newest combatant command signed into existence, the Pentagon, of course, with the new combatant command, Spacecom. And the latest weather updates and projecting Hurricane Dorian to hit Florida as a Category 4 storm, battering the state's east coast with winds reaching upwards to 140 miles an hour right now, has the military moving their aircraft around and the Navy sailing some ships back out into the sea from their base in Mayport. Now, Japan's military has asked for an 8th straight annual increase in defense spending to help pay for the U.S.-made interceptor missiles, stealth fighters, and other equipment it wants to counter threats from North Korea and China. Will they get the money? Probably. They got all the other money they were asking for defense procurement, so I don't see why they won't get this. Now, in overseas operations, the U.S. must be measured in its reaction to North Korea's latest round of missile tests in order to keep the diplomatic channels open. We'll see if they do. Also, months after Washington and Warsaw agreed to boost the number of American troops in Poland, questions still remain about where they will come from, how many will eventually arrive, and how long they will live in conditions that remind them of some combat deployments because of the barracks that they're in, some of which don't even have heat. That'll all have to be taken care of. And by the way, Poland has agreed with the United States where the additional U.S. troops would be deployed on its soil. And we'll see what happens. By the way, the president canceled a trip to Warsaw, Poland, in lieu of the Hurricane Dorian coming to Florida. Now, satellite images appear to show the smoldering remains of a rocket at an Iranian space center that was to conduct a U.S.-criticized satellite launch. We'll wait and see how that plays out. And remember that Iranian tanker that's been in the Mediterranean just kind of sailing here, there, and everywhere? We heard it was going to Turkey. Well, no, it's not. The Turkish foreign minister said an Iranian oil tanker now in waters south of Turkey and at the center of a confrontation between Washington and Tehran was now headed to Lebanon with its cargo. Now, the Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, said that he plans to do everything he can to ease the tension in the Middle East and plans to talk with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session that starts in September. Israel also accused Iran this week of stepping up efforts to provide the Hezbollah militia with a precision-guided missile production facility. A warning to Beirut that Israel counterstrikes could escalate against said facilities. By the way, the new U.S. Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, said that Congress and the White House are working to fill the senior vacancies at the Pentagon. That's a good thing. That definitely needs to be done. And the Defense Secretary, Mr. Esper, also said that Turkey will need to take a series of significant steps before the U.S. would consider allowing the NATO ally to rejoin the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter Jet Program. We'll see what that is. And the Defense Department has announced that the per diem rates for military travel will increase in fiscal 2020, which runs from October 1st, 2019 to September 30th, 2020. Now, the South Carolina National Guard is reviewing whether or not an officer will face any sort of punishment after she was filmed attending a political rally and endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden in his race for the Democratic presidential nomination. We'll see how that plays out. It's going to be an interesting series of events for that one, I'm for sure. And the Army has announced the September list of soldiers will be promoted into officer and warrant officer ranks in the Army competitive category. By the way, the U.S. Army vehicle experts now hope to take delivery of 3 infantry squad vehicle prototypes from 5 selected firms in mid-November and immediately begin testing the ultralight grunt vehicle. We'll see how that plays out. And the fully operational F-16 jet that is being sold hit the market. You're in luck if you're looking for an F-16 jet. They've got one that was just refurbished, retrofitted, and it's on the market for sale right now. Right now you can buy your own F-16 jet fighter. Okay, coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour. And then Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will be with us. And her assignment last night was to get a good night's sleep, and we could talk about the storm today. So that's where we're going to go with her. But when I come back to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, for the truckers that are out there and everybody traveling on the roads, I will definitely talk about the weather. Okay, we're coming back. Got a lot more going on here. The Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, west side of I-4, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Alrighty, Smokey the Bandit, the theme, Jerry Reed and Fred up in the front seat. And oh, by the way, the Bandit up front and Frog in the front seat. And they're up there being chased by that sheriff of somewhere in a cloud. And there you have it. Now,
this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2, brought to you by our good friends at Your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by, check them out. You'll be glad you did. And those pilot travel centers are pretty neat for what they got in there. We'll tell you all about that here in a minute. But an extremely dangerous Hurricane Dorian is tracking towards the Bahamas. And then it may make landfall in eastern Florida along the Atlantic Ocean over the early part of next week, Monday, morning, afternoon, night, whatever. It all depends on what happens the next couple of days here, today and tomorrow. Now, hurricane hunters have been investigating Dorian. They've been flying in and out of there all day and all night, and they found that the storm has strengthened very quickly to a Category 4 major hurricane. It now has maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour with some higher gusts. Now, the hurricane force winds are out 30 miles from the center of the storm. That's not a big storm by any stretch of the imagination. The tropical force winds are out 105 miles. And again, that's not a big storm by any stretch of the imagination. But it's a devastating storm in the destruction it could bring wherever it happens to go to. So, Dorian is forecast to track across the islands, the northwestern islands of the Bahamas, and that would be over the weekend, and then head towards the southeastern part of Florida, which could be anywhere from West Palm Beach on up to about Titusville. And it could also, instead of going ashore, it could also skirt the coastline and just go up the coast towards Jacksonville and then move on up into the Carolinas. It's all in the cards, whatever happens. There's a lot of different variables going on here, and everything has to work just exactly right with this high-pressure system that seems to be directing the flow of traffic right now, because if it doesn't, then nothing else will matter. So, take a look right now and see what I see when you look at the roads across the country. Now, we've got some heat in the desert southwest, Las Vegas, Nevada, and over to Barstow, and over into Kingman, Arizona, and Phoenix west to Yuma, and all points in between, and Needles, California. You're going to have desert high, and over to Barstow, you're going to have temperatures to high desert today that will exceed 110, probably around 115 degrees in a lot of those places I just mentioned. So be advised, you got to get your vehicles right when you go through there. Carry some extra, and I would carry 50-50 antifreeze mixture if it were me, because it's a cooler mixture if you have to dump it into your radiator than just plain old water. Also, coming across I-20 tonight, as well as I-30, you've got coming out of the Metroplex in Dallas, you've got some fog there. Got some rain up in the northeastern corner of Texas tonight. Missouri, around Columbia, Missouri on I-70, you've got some rain there. Got some rain over towards St. Louis. It's sketchy to say the least there. And other than that, in Colorado, you've got some fog, it looks like, right there from the Wyoming state line on down to about, Colorado Springs. So that's what that's looking like tonight. And over on the East Coast, Florida in particular, you have some rain, not only in southern Florida, sketchy, bouncing around all over the place storms, but also up in Jacksonville. You've had rain on and off since we started the show this morning. So Jacksonville on down to, on down to Marathon, Florida. You've got rain on and off, on and off, on and off. And that, of course, there would be because of the influence of we'll call him Mr. if you want, but Dorian, Hurricane Dorian, who's affecting that area. And there you go. There you go. So keep in mind, with everybody who wanders around, we'll start with, and by the way, Denise Salmon will be the hurricane person. We're going to get into her and see what it is that she's doing, any hurricane preparations up there, and go from there. And we'll see what's going on. Okay, well, joining us right now, we have got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, sitting about 3,000 feet in the air on top of her mountain.
Well, I'm definitely not in the flood zone.
Stay high and dry. Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because there's going to be a bunch of rain. This storm, this hurricane, Dorian, is going to slow down and actually meander out there for a day or two and intensify some more, get some more rain in its system, and they're talking about it dumping as much as 10 to 15 to 20 inches of rain in parts of Florida along the eastern and southeastern part of the state.
That's a rough one, to kind of deal with that much water in if it stays, you know, hanging for, you know, several hours, then water, you know, doesn't have any place to go. So, I mean, some people could be in some real trouble with that kind of water.
And they're talking about this storm could take as long as 10 to 12 hours to either, A, come into Florida and move north, or, B, skirt the coastline and go up before it got up into Georgia up above Jacksonville.
That's right. It seems that like it might be taking a little bit of a right turn. But it's still very unpredictable. And because it's so wide, and because it's essentially it's a Cat 4, it's affected virtually the whole state, so everything but the panhandle. And they don't need any more of that after Michael. Yeah, because it's affected pretty much the whole state. The whole state's in kind of a panic, and rightly so.
Yeah, well, the cone of uncertainty takes it all the way over towards Tallahassee. It takes it up in through half of Georgia, almost to Atlanta, and takes it up into as far north as and east as Columbia, South Carolina, over to the ocean.
That's a rough one.
Yep.
It's definitely a rough one.
Yep. And again, everything has to come together just right with this high-pressure system and all that for it not to move any further to the west. If it does, then obviously you've got more of a mess for Florida because, again, the hurricane-force winds are only out 30 miles right now. The tropical-force winds are out 105 miles right now. But the storm is big enough and bad enough that if it slows down and stays around a while, who knows what's going to happen.
Well, that's why you have all the models and all the formulas that each model uses. So they try and, you know, cover all the bases and predictions, and then they kind of put them all together. So
we should know about Monday. We should know about Monday morning what's going to be taking place, because by Monday night, we could be looking at that storm striking, Miami.
Melbourne.
Yeah, well, yeah. They're. I'm looking at the cone, and it's anywhere from Miami, let's see, West Palm Beach all the way up to Titusville.
Yeah.
Take your pick. Yeah. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we go into hour number three of the program. And, of course, we got other things to talk about. There are some things going on tonight around the world, and we'll take a look at those. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And if you haven't got yourself ready for the big hurricane, you better get prepared.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, Stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.